Hey, did you sleep in on
Wednesday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
G'day, guys. This is Wednesday show.
Wednesday show. And Nath, what a show it was.
Oh, mate, one of my favourite Wednesday shows we've ever done.
Why don't you show the people what's on the show?
Show the people?
Well,
what? They can't see anything.
No,
I'll tell them.
You get their personal details.
And go out and do a PowerPoint presentation to every individual catch-up.
Open up the book. Open up the PowerPoint, Microsoft PowerPoint. And go, hey, guys, this is what's on it.
You gave me a bit of stick because I can't say quarter to eight, apparently. So
you can't.
You brought that
it's
up.
It's not apparently.
Or have I invented a new way to say time?
No, definitely. You definitely don't know how to speak.
The Apple, they've released a new iPhone, and it's apparently the biggest one ever.
They're going to release it, and it's going to be the biggest
2018,
one.
2018, massive.
I think the phone's big enough now.
Well, no, it's not, because
they get a bigger one. If they keep making phones bigger, you're going to have to start making pants pockets bigger.
And people's hands bigger.
Yeah, you're going to start to need... Hey, you're going to make bigger people, Apple. Apple will start making humans. That's what it'll be. Oh, have you got the iHuman? Oh, yeah, I do. It's absolutely great.
Yeah, it's a D33. Massive hands. And then finally, speaking of phones, on the same topic, we tell people to get off your phones because there's nothing worse than somebody that is constantly on their phone.
Yeah, well, we opened up the phones and told people to call in and dob in someone they know that uses their phone too much.
Actually, I just thought that. We asked people to call in on their phones and then we're telling people to get off their phones.
call in. Get off your phone. Don't call us.
Enjoy.
Nath, yesterday we had a school come visit, had a little look around the station.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, which was fun. I found it interesting that, you know, there was a part where we were giving advice to high school students.
Yeah.
Because I was a terrible student.
Not a great idea. And then I'm pretty sure we also told them, you don't need to be in school if you want to go on radio.
Yeah, well, it was...
in front of the teacher.
The teacher was like, give them advice on how to get to where you are. And it's like, well, be an awful student. Because I was terrible. But when they were here, Nath, one of them, I think she was the teacher actually, brought up something that happened on yesterday's show.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed, get up.
Get up with Jimmy and Nath.
Hit 100.9.
Quarter eight for your Tuesday.
What? Did you say quarter eight?
Quarter to eight.
I think you said quarter eight. So.
I'm just trying to save words, mate. Just word economy.
Yeah, and so she brought up, she goes, oh, I was listening when one of you said quarter eight.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, that'd be Nath. And you were pretty adamant you said quarter to eight.
I think I just said it really, really fast. Quarter to eight.
Let's just have another listen.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed, get up.
Get up with Jimmy and Nath.
Hit 100.9.
Quarter eight for your Tuesday.
What? Did you say quarter eight?
Quarter to eight.
I think you said quarter eight.
I think I just said it really fast.
I think we've just got the small bit of you saying it.
Quarter eight. Quarter to eight.
No, this...
quarter to eight. You said it really quick. You listen carefully.
Okay, well, you said it really quick. I'm glad you said that, Nath, because I've slowed it down. This is it in slow-mo.
Quarter eight.
There's definitely...
There's another syllable in there, mate. Quarter to eight.
Go again.
Quarter eight. Quarter to eight.
There's definitely no two in there.
One more. Quarter eight.
Quarter to eight. No. Now it sounds like you have a problem with speaking. You had a stroke. Quarter
what
eight.
What do you need to do about radio, kids? Don't listen in class and you don't need to speak.
To be fair, that's what our boss, Rachel Philly, said. He's like, this is Jimmy and Nath. Nath has a problem speaking on the radio, which is really hard considering that's his job.
It's quarter past six.
Quarter six.
Jim, there's an Australian couple. They've spent $200,000 transforming their living room to match Kris Jenner's from the Kardashians. 200K. It's a lot of money.
200,000 Australian couple.
Australian couple. Love it. Apparently, their names are Aaron Wong and his wife. I don't think,
you said that's their names. That would be Aaron Wong's name.
Sorry.
I don't think Aaron Wong's wife's name's wife.
Sorry, I got it wrong. apparently they watched the show.
You didn't get it wrong. You shouldn't even get it at all. Hi, I'm Aaron Wong and this is my wife. Does she have a name, Aaron? I don't know. She's my wife.
Wife Wong. Apparently they watched the show religiously and became so obsessed with Kris Jenner's home that they paid all this money to make it look exactly the same. So they built custom-made couches, a special artwork that they had to go to the artist to get made, custom drapes, special paint, and a $15,000 TV.
$15,000 TV.
Yeah, it's a big TV.
Yeah, that's walking around money.
Here's what I thought. You and I, we live together. We're still in the process of moving a few things around. Our living room's pretty good at the moment. Your girlfriend designed it, Courtney.
Yeah, I was about to say, we're not in the process of moving stuff around. No. My girlfriend, Courtney, is a flight attendant / interior decorator.
Yes.
And I can't move anything without her permission.
All right. Well, I've got a few suggestions.
I don't want you talking to me about it.
Well, you can pass these on. You can be the messenger.
I'll open my phone and start texting Courtney.
Text her and tell her to tune in. Because I've got a few suggestions that we can make our living room kind of look like some famous cartoon living rooms or some famous TV living rooms.
Okay.
So the first one is The Simpsons.
Yep.
Now, you know The Simpsons living room. It's quite basic.
Yeah, it's a...
just a small couch.
Brown couch.
With a lamp and a small TV.
Yeah. I think they have a rug as well.
Do they have a rug? Yeah, they do. Yeah. Good. You know what I'm talking about.
I know my Simpsons, mate. Yeah.
So what do you reckon? We have a rug. We've got a big couch, though, so we'd have to almost cut it in half.
And it's the wrong colour.
Like, so we have to buy a new couch.
How specific do we need to be, Nate?
It could just be based off.
Okay, so if they have couch and... we have a couch and TV. And a rug. We've actually had
the Simpsons. So we already have the Simpsons one. All right, great. We'll scrap that one. Here's my second one.
Because Courtney's not letting me buy a brown couch.
We're going to go with that? No. Doesn't go with the daycare.
Yeah, we're going for a matte black finish inside the house.
Second suggestion, SpongeBob.
Are you ready, kids?
Now, the SpongeBob lounge room... Did you ever watch SpongeBob?
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? Sorry, it's just a great theme song. Did I watch SpongeBob?
Yeah,
I did, but I don't remember. I know he lived in a pineapple, but I can't
under
tell
the
you.
Sea. Yeah. No, it's quite basic. He has an inflatable rubber ducky, and that's what he sits on.
So you're saying we need to buy a...
But he doesn't have a TV or anything, so we scrap everything and we just get an inflatable rubber ducky.
I'm willing to let you buy a rubber ducky, because you have a bathtub in your bathroom.
Don't you have a bathtub?
No.
Oh, you're missing out.
You've been in my bathroom before.
Yeah, but I forgot.
How do you forget whether I have a bathtub or not?
Well, because I don't normally walk into your bathroom. I've got my own.
Yeah, you do. I'm having a shower. And you're like, morning, Jim. Harry Styles, Nath.
Mr. Styles.
Very stylish man.
Clever.
A hot tip to be the next James Bond.
Yeah, I remember you said that.
Yeah, there is a big push for him still be the next James Bond. I see it.
I don't. I mean, he was in, what was the movie that
Dunkirk.
He was in? Dunkirk. And he was good in it, but not much dialogue. James Bond, a lot of talking.
Well, I mean, there'll be time. He can learn to speak.
He just sings everything.
Harry Styles, notorious non-speaker, big singer. Hey, Nath, over the weekend, someone photographed Harry Styles pushing a pram.
Oh.
Yeah. Bit odd. Ooh, bit odd to be out and about.
Was there a baby in the pram?
No baby.
Just an empty pram.
Yeah.
Doing some hot laps.
Yeah, so not sure. I wanted to get your thoughts on it. What do you think Harry's doing? Is it, do people, because I don't, Jimmy speaking, I don't have a child.
Mm.
Nath, you don't have a child.
Not that I know of, no.
Not that you know of. Do people who are about to welcome a child into the world.
Do they practice?
Do they practice pramming? Is it much like learning to drive? Before you put the baby in, you've got to go out and you've got to learn to pram.
Well, I know a lot of mums do a lot of... you read a lot of books. A lot of books of how to raise a child.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen that. But pushing a pram, an empty pram around, I don't know, it almost makes you look a bit...
weird.
Loopy. Doesn't it? Well, I mean, unless he went to the grocery store and forgot a trolley.
Well, this... Nath, great. Because that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because... I've always looked at prams and thought, what a great way to store things.
I mean, imagine doing your groceries.
And the biggest problem nowadays with grocery stores is the trolleys have magnetic locks in them.
Oh, and you can't take them out of the store.
Yeah. So I think there's only two things. I think A, Harry's about to be a dad and he's pushing this trolley around to, warm up and practice. Or B, he was popping down to the shops and he's like, I've figured it out. I don't need a trolley because I've got a pram.
But does that mean he bought the pram just for that purpose? Is that why he bought it?
Or he stole it from someone. Australian 100-metre champion Trey Quadzilla-Williams. He is prepping for the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games coming up.
Yep.
He ran 10.10 seconds.
It's huge. The meat tray.
It's the quickest time by an Australian sprinter in 11 years.
Since Shervo, I think we worked out yesterday, wasn't it?
We didn't work that out. You just said it.
We
and
just
I
assumed.
Went, yes.
Yeah.
So the kid's quick. 11 years. He ran that last Friday.
Mm.
So, Nath, by the way, also squats 220 kilos.
Yeah, I mean, don't leave that bit out because he's got huge legs.
I mean, as the name Quadzilla would suggest, has huge quads. Now, Nath, Neth.
Got my name wrong 2 days in a row now. You called me Nate yesterday, now I'm Neth.
You're the other guy that sits across from me. Yesterday, I issued you a little bit of a challenge, is what happened. What if we get you down in the car park?
Yeah.
Here outside at Hit. It's about 100 metres, you reckon?
What, the car park? Yeah, close to.
So I reckon we get you out there and see if you can crack 10.10 seconds.
Mate.
Mate, you've got everything you need. You got big quads. You can squat a lot of weight. And you used to run 100 metres. You are basically Trey Quadzilla Williams.
I've also got about 40 extra kilos. Yeah.
So, Nate, you usually on Fridays, we used to do Jimmy's buzzer beater.
Yes.
It's where I would throw a basketball from my desk into a hoop.
Mm-hmm.
Did that successfully.
And you nailed it. Well
nailed
done, buddy.
It. 4 weeks. It took me 4 attempts.
Achieved your goal.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to take, because I'm not going to do it again. No one wants to see
no,
that again.
No, because you've done it. Why do it again?
So I thought, though, I don't want to, you know, I don't want people to miss out on their Friday of a little bit of excitement, a bit of sport, a bit of entertainment.
Yes.
So, Nate, outside, just mentioned it. Our car park. It's about 100 metres, give or take, you reckon?
Yeah, around about 100.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's less. I mean, I'll own the fact that it's 100 metres, yeah.
So, yeah, I reckon you go out and we see how quick you can do the 100 metres.
Yeah, okay. Don't put it in inverted commas, though, when you say it. Because
well, we don't know it's 100 metres, but we think it's 100 metres.
Okay, the only problem I have with this is old mate Trey Williams, when he does his 100, he's doing it on a track with proper gear, spikes, starting blocks, that kind of stuff. One of my, I've only got my ASIC sneakers. And it's also concrete, and I actually also think it's uneven.
Well, this is. I'm glad you brought it up, right? So this kid, he ran 100 metres in 10.10.
Yes.
But he has the track and the boots, everything you just mentioned, and he has the huge quads.
Mm.
But Dave, you have huge quads?
Not huge.
You're an ex-runner?
Yeah.
You were a 100 metre runner? You're a flying winger in rugby union?
I was the only guy who ran the 100 and also threw the shot put.
Multi-talented.
Yeah, I can do it at the same time.
So give yourself a time, over or under, you think you can run the car park in.
Okay, this is if I'm wearing my ASIC. Can I have my sports gear on, or have I got to?
Oh, you have to. Yeah, you have to wear footy shorts, singlet, ASICs runners.
Starting blocks?
No. So you just, it'll be like a crouched over, standing start.
Yep.
A three-point
start.
Yeah, yeah, and I'll go 3-2-1 go.
But you got to do a bit of that. I'll 3-2-1 go.
Okay, but what's the time? What is the over-under? So what is the time you're trying to beat?
I reckon...
Honestly.
13 seconds.
So 13 is what you're giving yourself.
I reckon if I... 13. Around 13. 13.
So that you think you
wait,
could...
Wait, let me just hang on. Let me have a look.
So Nate's looking outside the studio window right now. There's a car park outside. And honestly, Jimmy speaking, I think it is about 100 metres, give or take.
14 seconds. 14 seconds.
No, because this is the thing. What time you give me, right?
Yeah.
You know, if you beat it, it's like, wow. But if you go over, it's like, oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going with 13 because that was your first gut instinct.
All right, okay, I'll go 13.
13 seconds. Unless you really want 14. Do you really want 14?
I mean, I really want 20, but I'm going with 13. Jim Apple, they've announced that they'll be launching their biggest ever iPhone this year.
Hello? Oh, is this the biggest ever iPhone? Thanks for calling.
So apparently it's called the D33. And it's going to be 6.5 inches long.
6.5, how long's that?
I think, well, this is the thing. I wanted to figure out how long it was. So I've got some comparisons of things that are 6.5 inches
okay,
long.
Okay, yeah.
A 6-inch sub that's a little bit oversized.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, it's half a sub.
Yeah, half a sub, but with a little bit more. Because it's 6.5. Bananas, the average banana when it's flattened out is about 6.5 inches.
Who flattens out a banana?
Well, you know, sometimes you get an awkwardly flat one, like a really straight one. Yeah. Those.
Yeah, but you meant there's someone at Woolworths.
That's his job.
Steve, mate, can you go flatten the bananas? Yeah, I'm on it.
6.5 inches is about 2 fists as tall as a bowling pin.
Yeah, that means nothing to me.
Oh,
I've never seen a bowling pin.
What do you mean?
Like this, they're
oh,
all
up close. You
yeah,
mean?
Yeah. Like they're so far away.
Because you always knock them down. Am I right?
Yeah, no. Don't go bowling with Jimmy. Perfect game, Jim over here.
Oh, the strike they call
him. They call me Mr. 300. 300 is a perfect game in bowling.
And
if you didn't know.
And the last one is it's about 1/10 as tall as Danny DeVito. You know Danny DeVito?
Yeah,
about 1/10.
Again, I've never seen Danny DeVito in real life.
Yeah,
so.
Well, you seen him on telly?
But they look bigger on telly. Everyone looks bigger on TV.
True. No, except Danny. He always looks tiny.
Danny looks smaller for some reason.
So apparently it's also coming with a new software called the Peace software as well.
The what?
The Peace.
The Peace.
Peace, as in P-E-A-C-E.
Hmm.
Peace. Peace Interesting. Software.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, to compare it to your old phone, so you've got the X, don't you?
I have the iPhone X, yes.
So, that is 5.8 inches.
Yeah, so it's a bit...
So, it's quite a bit bigger than that.
I find the X is probably big enough.
Yeah, you don't need it that big.
Because I can't remember what my last phone was, iPhone, but my X is bigger than that. Mm. And sometimes I struggle to get my thumb to the other side of it.
Yeah.
So it's quite annoying. Yeah, I don't like a big phone.
Well, I struggle with it. I need a big phone because I've got chunky fingers.
You got big fingers, though, Nathan. Yeah. You need a huge phone.
I'm wondering, do Apple ask people if they want bigger phones or do they just make the call themselves? Like, are they surveying people?
Says they ask Grant Denyer. Yeah. Grant, mate, can you find out if people want bigger phones?
Well, what do you reckon? Do they ask people that is just?
I assume they just.
Or
do
Tim
it.
Cook's just like, nah, we're going bigger.
Yeah, I assume. I feel like the phones kind of go big, and then they go small, and then they go big again, and then they go small again.
I remember I had the Motorola Razr.
Is that the flip phone?
The flip phone.
Yeah,
and I had a really small one, and we used to always compare how small it was.
Yeah,
and if you had the smaller one, it was better.
Well, you'd win that competition every day of the week.
Tasmania's biggest ever puzzle-off. It's happening. It's going to be me against 75-year-old Alan Adams from Aged Care Deloraine. He made Tasmania's biggest ever jigsaw puzzle, 33,600 pieces. You and I decided I'm a bit behind the eight ball. I need some advice. I need some help from a puzzle expert, someone who's been making puzzles for years.
Yeah, well, Nath, you know, you put out the challenge, Adam, and you were like, hey, mate, I'll verse you, but... I asked you, Nath, I was like, mate, what do you know about puzzles?
Not much.
And when was the last time you did a puzzle?
I actually couldn't, I reckon I was 10.
Yeah. So this is the thing, Nath, now that you're 30, that's 20.
Not 30, 24.
You need to chat to someone who knows puzzles.
And we brought in the big guns. We spoke to her yesterday. It's my nan. It's my nan, Linny. Linny, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
How are you, nan?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, we're great. Now, Nan, 2 days in a row we've got you on the show. You gave us a piece of puzzle advice yesterday, a bit of a gag. You said, get the puzzles out of the box.
Lynn enjoyed her joke.
Now, Nan, just before we get your piece of advice for today, in your personal opinion, obviously, Alan, he's made the biggest ever puzzle in Tasmania. Do you think I'm in a bit of trouble? Or do you think I can do it?
Of course you can do it.
Supportive Nan. Always got my back.
Lynn, it's Jimmy here, and you can be honest.
Jimmy.
How are you, Lynn?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's
now, Lynn,
good.
Do
All
you
right, guys. Keep...
Shut up, Nath. This is between me and Lynn. Lynn, do you think Nath can do it honestly? Like, you can tell me. If you're a little bit worried about him, you can tell Jimmy.
No, he can do it.
He can do it.
Good old bias, Nan. She's always got my back. She thinks I can be the Prime Minister if I want so.
Lynn, do you think Nath can be the Prime Minister?
I wouldn't want him to be.
Thought you had my back.
Ken do a puzzle, can't be PM.
All right, Nanny, your puzzle piece of advice for today, what is it?
Well, what I do is I take out all the pieces with a straight edge.
With a straight edge?
Yes, and assemble that, and that becomes the frame of the picture.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you can't find them all, it doesn't matter, they'll turn up.
So I shouldn't be worried if I can't find all the pieces. They'll eventually turn up.
They'll turn up, yeah.
And Lynn, you're saying you've got to do the outside of the puzzle before you do the inside.
That's right.
So work your way in.
Yes.
So, Nan, if Alan, for example, is ahead of me, should I start hiding his pieces of puzzles?
No.
That's very unsportsmanlike. And, Nath, that's why you won't be the PM. Nath. The Royal Wedding, featuring Prince Harry and Miss Meghan Markle, is rapidly approaching. I believe it's on May the...
19th.
May the 19th. And, Nath, kill the music, because...
Yeah, bro.
Harry... Oh, this is serious, mate. Harry has invited two of his ex-girlfriends, Chelsea Davey and Cressida Bonas.
Cressida Bonas?
Yes.
Well, we know why they broke up.
Why?
Well, it's a hard name to say. Princess Cressida Bonas.
Oh, so you think that's why they broke up?
Yeah. Queenie would have been like, nah, it's too hard to write on a coin.
They dated for 2 years.
Did they?
Yeah. Oh. So Harry and Chelsea dated on and off for 7 years, between 2004 and 2011, while Cressida and Harry were together between 2012 and 2014.
So relatively new. It's not like they were young ones.
No, these are fresh.
These are fresh.
Fresh ex-girlfriends. A friend of Harry told the Daily Mail that Harry is good friends with his exes and said, Harry has stayed good friends with Chelsea and Cressida, so they will be there. He made sure there were no hard feelings when they split up. This is the best bit. I don't think Megan will mind.
Oh,
you don't think Megan will mind? Harry, no! Harry, stop! No! No, Harry!
Let me tell you. Can I just say...
Yeah, mate.
When you break up with the prince, obviously you're going to want to get back together. Because they're a prince.
Well, yeah, this is the thing. Harry broke up with them.
Oh, man. Which means it wasn't their call, which means there's still feelings there. Hazard, this could be a complete drama. This could be an episode of Suits.
We do want to know, 13, 12, 60, are you friends with your ex? Mm. Because, Nath, I'm not friends with any of my exes.
No.
I've cut them completely out of my life and moved on.
I've told you this. I physically run away if I see my ex.
You ran into your ex at university,
saw her, and
called me.
Sprinted away. Sprinted.
Ran into a bathroom and called me.
But she literally saw me. It's not like I just did the awkward, oh, hey, how you going? Oh, I saw her.
Made eye contact.
Did a U-turn.
Ran away.
Ran.
We're really interested if you do want to get involved. 13, 12, 16, are you friends with your ex? Because, Nate, you and me aren't. We'd be interested to see if other people are.
Mm.
But I think in terms of a wedding, no, you can't.
I mean, even if
you're friends with them, even if you are, let's just say hypothetically, you cannot invite them to your wedding. This is between you and your partner.
No, they cannot. That is not. Because the last thing the partner wants is when they're standing up there looking at her amongst the crowd about to say their vows, is to see the woman that he used to be with.
Yeah, you don't want to, and two of them.
Don't want to say
that. I mean, bold move by Harry. Not just one of his ex-girlfriends. He's got two there. He's like, hey, girls, sorry, you lost. Trust me, Megan doesn't want him there. Now, if the royal wedding featuring Prince Harry and Miss Meghan Markle is rapidly approaching.
Sorry. Italian Jimmy's just come in, has he?
When you talk about the wedding, you've got to be Italian. Very exciting, the royal wedding coming up. But in huge news, Harry's invited two, not one, but two of his ex-girlfriends.
And recent ex-girlfriends as well, which is...
Yeah, he dated Chelsea, one of his ex-girlfriends, for 7 years on and off between 2004 and 2011. And Cressida between 2012 and 2014.
Unless it was Queenie who invited them. Maybe Queenie.
No. Harry's invited them.
Oh, Harry physically invited
them. Harry invited them because he's friends with his exes. There's no hard feelings when they split up. And he's on the record as saying, I don't think Megan will mind. Now, when you say, I don't think Megan will mind, that means you haven't actually spoken to Megan about it.
Yeah.
Because if Megan didn't care, you'd say, oh, I've spoken to Megan. She's fine with it. But he hasn't spoken to Megan. He said, I don't think Megan will mind. Harry, let me tell you, mate. As a person who has a girlfriend, girlfriends do mind if your exes are around.
Megan will mind as she's walking down the aisle and she looks to her left and who's there throwing petals on her? It's Harry's ex.
And she's like, Harry, who are they? Oh, I don't know. Must have snuck in. It's really easy to get into a royal wedding.
Hey, Dan from Primrose Sands, are you friends with your ex?
Yeah, I'm friends with my ex and great friends with another one of my exes.
Oh, there's a few.
Yeah.
So, Dan, did you break up with them or did they break up with you? How did it go down?
My ex-wife, I broke up with her after finding her cheating. And then the other one, we sort of just mutually went our separate ways because of different things. And, me and her get together regularly. We went for dinner on Thursday, which upset her partner.
Hey, Dan, when you're going to dinner, who's paying? Or are you splitting the bill down the middle?
Usually we split the bill down the middle.
So you are friends.
So, Dan, do you have a partner at the moment?
I've got a girl that I'm seeing,
Yeah, and does she know that you hang out with your exes? Is she okay with it?
She gets upset about it too. But
so if you had a message for Prince Harry inviting his exes to the wedding, what would you say?
Go for it, mate.
Whose lie is it anyway?
Jim, one of our favourite games, we take turns telling each other supposed truths. First person to be caught out lying loses. Ready to go?
Yes.
You want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that large?
Truth.
No, I do, yeah. Do you want to go first? lie or truth?
Mm.
I own a lot of shoes.
Define a lot.
Like heaps.
Like over 10? 10 pairs?
Well over 10.
I live with you.
Yeah.
Been into your room a few times. Oh, well, I didn't know you didn't have a bathtub.
Yeah, I try to lock the door, but you keep coming in.
Come in there.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's true.
It is.
Yeah.
Same. I own a lot of shoes.
You always wear a different pair every day.
Yeah, I'm a shoe guy.
Big shoe guy.
Yeah.
Jim, Yeah, no. Lie or truth. In Germany, I have a doppelganger that looks exactly like me, and I ran into him once when I went over there. Can't remember his name.
Uta.
Could have been. Let's say Uta.
Well, Nath, I've never been to Germany, so I don't know. I haven't seen this person.
Yeah.
But you're a bigger guy.
Got a generic look, too.
Yeah, and German people are quite bigger, you know. Yeah. They enjoy eating and drinking beers.
Oh, go easy. It's my culture.
And you are German.
Yes.
You have German heritage. And you're a very generic-looking bloke.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You could fade away in a crowd.
Oh.
Wouldn't even know you were there.
Jeez. Is lie or truth or insult or not?
I'm going to say it's true.
It's true, Matt. Well done.
Yeah. Lie or truth? I successfully made a buzzer-beater shot from my desk, and now people in the office are calling me Jimmy Swish.
I'm on the radio show with you. Did the segment when you threw the basketball. In fact, I pressed the buzzer.
Yeah.
I saw you get it true, so yeah. That part's true.
Yeah.
Jimmy Swish, you have said a lot. You've forced people to say it.
Yeah, I have.
So, yeah, that's
true. Have I?
Don't know. By default? Yes, that's true, my friend.
It is. I'm a legend.
Well, that's not true. Jim.
Yeah.
Lie or truth? Not many people know this, but my grandfather, John, he was one of the first people behind the invention of the gazebo.
So you're saying your grandfather invented the gazebo?
The gazebo. You know what a gazebo is?
Yeah, it's one of those outdoor setting area. The gazebo.
Lie or truth?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with truth.
No, it was a lie. Phones are a big part of people's lives, aren't they?
Huge part,
mate. Especially these days. Well, this is crazy. A bar in the UK, they've introduced a policy where people, they have to lock up their phones before they can sit down and order a drink.
Love it.
Mm.
Absolute massive fan.
Well, the bar is called the Fat Boar, and apparently the owners want people to be more social. There are over people in there on their phones, taking photos,
It's one of my biggest pet peeves is when you go out for dinner or drinks and people just sit on their phones.
Mm.
I've got no problem with checking your phone.
Check it. If there's an emergency, somebody calls.
But there's nothing worse than being in a group of people trying to be social at a bar, a breakfast, a club, anywhere, and there's just someone just scrolling on Instagram or Facebook.
Like, get off it. Instagram's not going to go anywhere, mate.
Yeah, that's the thing. These things just are there. Live in the moment, guys.
Yeah. Well said.
I mean, don't start me because I'm also pissed off at people who use their phones at concerts, but that's a whole nother issue.
Oh, that's a whole nother kettle of fish. Don't have time for that.
Get out of here at night.
So apparently in this bar, there's boxes that are placed on each table. And basically what you have to do is when you walk in, you have to put your phone in your box, lock it, then give the key to the bar staff, and then they are able to serve you drinks then.
I love that. I love that concept. And I love the concept of inviting people, like your friends with there as well, because you get there and it's like, well, no one can use their phones. Let's just get back to being real people and look you in the eye and chat.
Well, maybe we should walk around with a little box, mate. And just put
no,
our phones
it sounds
in every
a lot
time.
Of effort. Someone else can do it.
There's a bar that's doing it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it myself, but I'll go to a bar that's doing it.
Because a lot of people are using their phones all the time. I always see people walking around in the street on their phones, and everybody has that one person who's constantly on their phone.
You got to know someone who's constantly using their phone. It's every friendship group, family. There's just someone will not get off their phone.
They got an Instagram story, everything, Snapchat, everything. So what I thought we could do, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Do you know someone who's always on their phone? Maybe it's a relative, maybe it's your son, daughter, friend.
We want you to dob in a phone user. Someone is using it all the time and you're like, oh my God, Steve, get off your phone.
Get off your phone. And what you can do is you can use the radio to call them out and say, get off your phone.
Yeah. You know, if you want to be anonymous, you can, but we'd love for you to call up and say, hey, my daughter will not get off her phone.
Yeah. We just asked 13. 12, 16. Do you know somebody who's always on their phone? Because we want to use radio as a medium to say, hey, get off your phone.
Hey, get off your phone.
The reason why there's a bar in the UK, the Fat Boar, basically they've banned phones in the bar. You've got to go in, lock it in a box and be social.
Yeah, no, like I said, I'm a huge fan of that. There's nothing more that irritates me going out for dinner or for drinks or even sitting around watching a movie at home.
Yeah.
And you look around and someone's on their phone.
Yeah.
You just need to stop, guys.
Shania from Glenorchy, is that how you say it?
Shania,
you want to dob somebody in for using their phone too much?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Well, it's my stepdad. His name is Brett. He's always Snapchatting everything. Like, he's on there 24/7. Always talking to someone on Instagram. Like, he's on everything.
Bloody Brett. He can't put it down, can he? What kind of phone's he got?
He's got a Samsung Galaxy Note 8, I think.
Okay. He must have had a lot of, you know, the brand.
Shania, so talk to us. So is Brett Snapchatting you? Is it becoming annoying because he's always on it, but then he's also bothering you as well?
Yeah, like, he's, like, just on it. Like, I always hear his voice. Like, there's not one moment where I don't hear his voice.
Brett, we don't want to hear your voice anymore,
yeah,
mate.
Brett,
get off
mate,
your phone.
Brett, mate, put the phone down.
No, let's do it properly. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Brett, put the phone down.
Yeah, we'll get better at that.
Should have practiced it.
Mel from Nabina. Mel, who do you want to dub in?
My daughter, April.
Your daughter,
and
April.
And one of my friends, Bo. He's on it constantly.
Oh, so your daughter and your friend. So talk us through. Yeah. Who's the worst? Pick one out of them.
For Snapchat and everything, probably your daughter.
Your daughter, yeah.
April.
So yeah, is she doing it when she's out and about, Mel? Like, you know, when she's out of the house, she's trying to be social and she's just always on the phone?
All the time. In the bath, toilet.
In the bath and toilet? What's she doing in there?
She's Snapchatting.
Oh, no.
Mel, do you have Snapchat?
Yes.
So is she sending them to you?
No, she's blocked me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's in trouble, Mel. I think you need to get that unblocked.
Well, on behalf of Mel, April, get off your phone.
That was a little bit better. That was better. I didn't know we were doing this, but hey.
Yeah, well, it's live radio. Tash, who do you want to tell to get off your phone?
My mother.
Your mother?
How old is your mother, Natasha?
54.
Good on her. You know what? Stay on your...
No, no, no. No, don't. Natasha, what does your mum use? How often she's on it? Tell us.
The only time she's not on it is when she's asleep.
Really? So she's like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the phone?
Yeah, she loves her Facebook.
Oh, so that's what gets her. Is that the only one that she uses, Facebook?
Yeah.
What's she doing? Is she posting or is she just scrolling and searching?
She's posting, she's scrolling, she's... Oh, my God, you didn't tell me you put those pictures up of like, the two grandsons. But they're right in front of you.
Natasha, have you thought about deleting your mum off Facebook?
I have deleted her before and she just befriended me.
Oh, no.
Well, you've got to delete her again.